Now, it's also with sorrow that I announce the death of one of our church members, Martin McMichael. And as is our practice, I want to pay a short tribute to Martin now and then invite us to stand together and we'll pray as we give thanks to a life well lived. William Thomas Martin McMichael was born on the 7th of March, 1942, to parents Ernie and Molly McMichael. Martin was raised in Oma and was the eldest of four children. Martin had three sisters, Joan, Doris, and Carol, a house full of women. After early schooling in Oma, Martin moved to Belfast to undertake teacher training in Stranmillis College. Once qualified, he taught for 4 years in Oma High School, and then moved back to Belfast to become the first male teacher in Ashfield Girls' School, again surrounded by women. He taught there for 33 years, retiring as the vice principal in 2002. During the summer of 1968, he decided to travel with some friends from Stranmillis to Italy. It was during this trip he met Jean, and this is amazing, less than a fortnight later, they were engaged. Wow, imagine what the parents thought there. They were married then within a year on the 22nd of July, 1969. This July would have marked their 50th wedding anniversary, so they were in their 50th year. They shared such love for each other, Martin and Jean. Jean said something to me in the hospital at the bedside with Martin recently that I'll not forget. She said, "Steve, I don't just love Martin, I also admire him." Oh, that was beautiful. In 1974, their first child, Diane, was born, and their son, Peter, arrived in 1976. Martin grew up in a Church of Ireland background. Didn't have a time or date where he could say he became a Christian like so many. He just grew up with a growing faith and a solid conviction that he needed Jesus to save him from his sin and lead him through life as his Lord. Martin became a member of this church on the 15th of June, 1969. After being baptized here earlier that year, he was totally committed to the work and witness of this church. He became a deacon on the 1st of April, 1975. And held that office until 2002 when he became an elder in the church, a role he held until March 2017. He also served as Sunday school superintendent and then as church secretary for 16 years, church treasurer for 5 years, and he also played clarinet in the music group and was known for the occasional squeak. Martin said to me he thinks he has held practically every position there is to hold in this church, apart from that of the leading pastor. After his retirement, Martin and Jean moved from Belfast to Randallstown and enjoyed the arrival of their five grandchildren, Toby, Nat, Evie, Jack, and Noah. Martin was diagnosed with terminal cancer in June 2015, and despite this, he was in good health until the end of 2018. In February of this year, Martin's health deteriorated, and he entered the Macmillan unit of Antrim Area Hospital on the 1st of March, and after receiving truly compassionate care and support there, he passed away just this past Thursday, the 28th of March. In Matthew 25:23, Jesus told the parable of the talents. He spoke of men who had been entrusted with responsibilities to serve God. To the one who served faithfully, the master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Two words here sum up Martin. He was faithful, loyal. He was faithful. And he was a servant of many, ultimately a servant of the Lord. And now he has heard those words, "Enter into the joy of your master." I'd invite you, please, to stand with me as we give thanks for another servant who has entered his reward. Let's pray together. Father, we do give you thanks for the life of Martin McMichael. You have called him to stand down, to rest, and to enter into the joy of his master. Thank you for the service of Thanksgiving yesterday where we celebrated Martin's life and we gave thanks to you for saving him, for drawing him to yourself, and for working through him through his life. This morning, we want to pray for Jean. We want to pray that you'd comfort her in her grief. You'd meet her with your steadfast love. We pray for Martin and Jean's children, Diane and Jonathan. We pray for their husbands, Diane's husband, Jonathan, and Peter's wife, Ashley. We pray for the grandkids, Toby, Nat, Evie, Jack, and Noah, and the wider family circle. Comfort them all, Lord, with the comfort that you comfort us with in our affliction. We ask that you'd strengthen, help, and uphold the McMichael family. And as we are left a legacy in Martin's passing on to glory, help us to follow his example in serving you faithfully, knowing that we are not perfect, yet we lean on a Savior who is perfect. And so we give you thanks for Martin's life. We commit the McMichael family to you. And we ask that as a church, you would continue to raise up leaders, members, servants here who would continue to serve and love this church because they love you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please do be seated. Thank you for acknowledging that with me.